What are your thoughts moving forward in terms of oxaliplatin as part of neoadjuvant therapy? The NSABP actually has now incorporated that as a second question into their trial. Do you think that this makes sense? And is that something you would consider in a non-protocol setting?
You're talking about for rectal cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are looking at oxaliplatin as part of a chemoradiation program in anal cancer right now. I think we're still learning about the toxicities there. It's clearly an active regimen. Certainly in rectal cancer, I think it could increase your downstaging rate. It's, to me, partly a toxicity issue, but it's an important question. I mean, I think what we should recognize is that we have a lot of weaponry out there. We have fluoropyrimidines, 5-FU capecitabine. We have irinotecan, we have oxaliplatin, we have cetuximab, we have bevacizumab. We shouldn't necessarily think, well, let's put the kitchen sink in there. But what we want from cytotoxic therapy, what we want from biological therapy, and how to combine that, particularly with things like radiation, where as toxicity is obviously a critical issue. You don't want to screw up somebody's opportunity to get to an OR and get fixed, or have terrible strictures or some other problem, bowel perforation. But just as we say, bevacizumab may add to capecitabine as a radiation sensitizer, certainly oxaliplatin. I mean, we know the platinums are good radiation sensitizing drugs. These studies need to be done. I think the primary issue is watching the toxicity, seeing how much incremental advance you get. We know that with capecitabine-containing regimens, well, we know with 5-FU-containing regimens, with rectal cancers, typically a T3 situation, T4 lesions, you can achieve a pathologic complete response 20 to 30% of the time. If bevacizumab or oxaliplatin makes that 35, 40%, that's really adding. But I think if you go from 22% to 26%, how much that's making the difference, I'm not certain. But if we really start to see big jumps in the path CR rates or downstaging rates, that's going to be important weaponry. And again, these are systemic agents. So in these patients who have locally advanced rectal cancers, you're giving them a systemic drug on top of a radiation sensitizer.
So younger patient, nasty-looking, larger rectal lesion, would you use oxali off study?
I have not done that yet. I think part of it is it's a comfort level as we enroll more patients in our anal cancer trial. And, you know, we're really being told we need to see some downstaging, even for resectability in this patient. Or you have a young woman who's saying, I'd really like a sphincter-preserving kind of approach here. I would be open to considering it. I haven't done that yet. First of all, some data that suggests, yes, this can add in terms of radiosensitization, and two, the toxicity issues might be open to that. I'm not open to that just yet, Neil, but I think it won't be that long, 6 months, a year, I probably would be.